All right, it is 7 past 5 o'clock. You know, South Africans can now identify the race as other in inverted brackets, although that will not get them special treatment for state jobs. According to reports, the Western Cape Education Department this week confirmed that the other option has been added to its recruitment online CV document, and it follows the case of Western Cape teacher and activist Glenn Stayman of Oudtshoorn, who was charged with fraud by the department because he identified himself as African on his teaching job application and not coloured. You know, inverted brackets, and we are this afternoon on the line to Glenn Stayman. Glenn, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Mohammed. Good afternoon to your listeners.
Thanks for your time, Glenn. Glenn, you know, your stance on the issue of how you view your identity has led to this new category of other in inverted brackets being added on the Z83 form, the application form for state jobs. Take us back to the beginning of your problems with the education department when you identified yourself as African rather than colored on your CV. Tell us more, sir.
Yes. On the 23rd of September 2020, the Western Cape Education Department summoned me because, according to them, I identified myself as African and not colored. So probably to them, I'm a colored. And minutes before the hearing, the hearing was scheduled for the 14th of October, 2020, and then half an hour before the hearing, they withdrew the charges. Somehow, I'm not sure what the basis was that they withdrew the charges on, their basis. But in the light of the absence of a race classification law, you cannot force or tell a South African citizen what race he should be.
Okay. How difficult, Glenn, has this journey been for you? I mean, you were originally charged with fraud by the Department of Education. How difficult has this been for you?
It has been difficult in the sense that to convince a government department and to convince a certain group of people that you don't want to subscribe under a race identity in South Africa, that was the first thing that made it difficult, and for them to accept it. Because the Race Classification of South Africa, the Population Registration Act of 1950, has been repealed in 1991. So you cannot ask a person to identify him legally according to a certain race. So the acceptance was the difficult part, and of course the trauma that they have put me through.
Glenn, now, do you see the decision to add, you know, the other in inverted brackets category as a victory for you, or is it more complicated than that?
It is not a victory, because what I wanted and what we as Spark wanted was the total removal of the blocks, because the blocks are not accurately identifying the nation of South Africa. If they really want to use groups, they should rather revert to ethnic groupings. But in fact, I don't believe there should be any groupings, just South African. The other that they added is making us now more confused. Because who should pick other? Who is the other? What group is the other? If you take the four race groups, African, who is not African in South Africa?
Mm.
Colored is a derogatory term. If you go and look at the history, why they use colored. So who should be a colored? If someone wants to be colored and somebody else don't want to be their colored, why should he now be colored? Indian is a nationality. Some people that call and that has been referred to as Indian have never been in India. They're South Africans. And white is skin color, you know?
Yeah.
So all those blocks are very confusing, and now they add another confusion to the group, other.
Yeah. Interesting. Now, you know, Glenn, today's Human Rights Day, which again highlights the inequality in the country. Does the word, you know, other we're talking about, does the word other not again put distance between people of color and whites?
Yes, that is true. Because other is now again creating a new race group in its sense. Because the word colored was already... the then apartheid government didn't know how to name a certain group, and they created the word colored. And now again, they want to create a group name, other for certain people that I don't know what. So all these extra groups that they are now creating is now just creating more and more confusion. And as a human rights is something that liberates us. It makes us free. And if the government is not going to box people into race blocks, they're putting them in chains. They're not giving them freedom.
Okay. Now, Glenn, you know what? That also leads to the question about where does it leave people who are Khoisan or who are the children of a mixed-race couple and view themselves as more to say, for example, you know, the Indian mother than Isikhoza father or whatever race the couple may be.
Yes. That's now also creating another problem because in today's society in South Africa, we have mixed marriages. People from different race backgrounds that fell in love with each other, they created children. So there is now new family unities that has been created out of all of this. And what names? Now we need to go and rename all of those different groups. Indian and a black, what name will that be? White and a black, what name will that be? Colored black, what name is that? It's just so immoral. It's not accurate. It's not necessary.
Yeah. I'm going to ask you one more question, Glenn, with regards to the debate. You know, how do we take the debate forward? Does this not now open the doors for more discussions on how we see ourselves in the South African context with its different cultures and languages and traditions?
Yes. This definitely opens the door for more debates on this topic. It's a necessary topic, one that each South African should now take up and start to discuss and should ask their government representative, their political party representative, listen, this is how we feel about this. Maybe it's time for change. Maybe we should all just be equal under the law. We also just be regarded of as South Africans. And if you should get a job, if you should be employed, you should be employed based on your qualifications, your capacity, and not based on the color of your skin.
Okay, lovely. All the best in your future endeavors, Glenn, and we hope all the luck for you, sir.
Thank you for having me on your show, Muhammad.
Thanks, take care, sir. Bye-bye. Glenn Stamer talking to us from Oudtshoorn, 25 to 6. Stay tuned.